we're looking at financial markets that are mostly in a state of consolidation into the North American Open on this Monday. The Fed has now entered the blackout period ahead of the next decision, which could lead to more speculation in the days ahead around what exactly the market should be expecting. In recent weeks, there's been a lot of pricing in of peak rates, which can easily be seen through broad-based downside pressure in the U.S. dollar, along with a surge in stocks. Earlier today, ECB de Guindos was out leaning a little more to the hawkish side while talking about an ECB that remains data dependent. German trade data was disappointing, though Eurozone investor confidence reads improved. There's been a lot of attention around gold and cryptocurrencies of late as well. Gold has broken to a fresh record high, while Bitcoin has jumped out to its own yearly high above 40,000 and is up over 150% year to date. As far as gold goes, the price action could reflect a more distressing global outlook. And as far as Bitcoin goes, the market is getting excited about wider adoption in 2024 as access to the asset becomes easier for traditional market participants to take on exposure to. Looking ahead, key standouts on Monday's calendar come from an ECB Lagarde speech and some U.S. factory orders data. That's all for now.